My scripture reading is in 1 Thessalonians 5 and starting at the 12th verse. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. If you would, bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, words of instruction, words of reaction to circumstances. And Heavenly Father, we thank you of the love and compassion that you have for us and the truth that you deliver to us through your word in dealing with our brothers and dealing with each other. And Heavenly Father, bless the rest of the thoughts and the message, and let it all be heard and understood and of the help that you would have for each of us. In Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And I would like to look at the key verse to my message to you today. And the key verse is verse 24. So let's look at it again. Think about this particular verse as we go through the message. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. That verse means an awful lot. Blessed and faithful is he that calls you. And that should relay on to us that Yahweh and Yeshua are going to bring to us as servants of themselves. They're going to bring to us things of service to them and to each other that is supposed to be of a tremendous help. And they are faithful to do that to their children, of whom we are in their family. And only through Yahweh and Yeshua calling us for certain task and for a certain service, only through they being who they are can we do the task that they have for us to do and complete the service that they would call us to. If they call us, they are going to equip us. They're going to give us everything that we need to meet the task or meet the need that they have for us to do. They will not call us for something that we are not capable of doing. And they will not call us for something that they will not help us meet that particular need and have everything within our power to complete the service. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. He calls and he welcomes home. Because when he calls, what he calls you for is going to be done. It is going to happen, or he would not call you. And if he calls you, you're going to be able to be of the service that he calls you for. We all live in an age of endless gadgets and constant promotions for efficiency, for quality, and ultimately a degree of perfection. And our society today and the world today seems to be calling everyone to be a super person, to be a super employee, to be a super parent, and even to be a super Christian. And surely the Father God and Yeshua would be most pleased for us striving for perfection. And surely that is part of what's in their word. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we have that ultimate goal put before us to strive for. So we see what the world seems to be promoting today. And we know that the Father God wants us to live our best, do our best, put on the characteristics that the Word of God lays out that makes us more like God and less like our natural selves. The message is entitled today, Quality Living. That seems to be what the world is calling us for, and certainly the corporate part of the world. And when we look at it from one aspect of what God calls us to be, it's the same kind of type. Except we know that God is interested in the spiritual growth, the spiritual perfection. And of course, that doesn't mean that it detaches us from relationships in the natural, because we are called to be more like God in the natural and in the spiritual, and thereby be a better servant for Him. When you look at the motives behind this particular, these scriptures, and the thoughts that we are bringing to you this morning, you think, what is perhaps behind all of this? Perhaps, in some sense and in more of a natural sense, power, perhaps, and status or ego type can be behind some of these kind of things that we're speaking of. How about money and greed? Can you see that those things, from a natural standpoint, can be motives in what's going on in our world today and the kind of people that we are called to be by our government, by the corporate world, by the market system of our nation. Surely, these kind of ideas of power and status and money and greed is the motive for at least some of this. God, however, wants spiritual growth. But you know, man seems to want what they want for the reasons that they want it, and they want it now, today. They expect quick changes, sudden changes, but they want what they would describe as quality changes. But you know, God wants spiritual growth, and He wants it the good old-fashioned way. That is, He wants it to increase naturally. Old sinful habits and ways being replaced by the renewed heart and mind. Attitudes and characteristics. Slowly shed off and replace by those things that only God and His holy inspired word can instill within us. We're talking about the rebirth that happens, that is part of God's ultimate plan, that He wants us all to come to that point, that we see the master plan of His involving eternal life, involving being in His family, involving His only begotten Son, Yeshua, shedding His blood on the cross as the perfect sacrificial Passover Lamb of God. Once and for all, the blood was shed by Yeshua for the world. And our acceptance of this, our acknowledgement of our sins and calling upon God's forgiveness for any of those sins or shortcomings, makes our sins washed away, makes our sins and ourselves clean and cleansed through the blood sacrifice of Yeshua. It only took Yeshua's blood to satisfy the penalty for sins. And we only have to recognize our sins and shortcomings and then plead that blood forgiveness from Yahweh, and we can be assured that our sins are done away, are put in the sea of forgetfulness, and that we are clean and cleansed and become one of the literal family members in God's family. But you know, for this to all happen, for this kind of quality living requires changes that are not from the natural. It requires the maximum care and nurturing that Yahweh and Yeshua can effect and do and have. Reshaping us into the image of Yahweh's only begotten Son, Yeshua. Did you know that man wants what he wants now, today, immediately, for his purposes and by his motives? That's how man's mind works. But God is not on man's timetable. God's time for each thing is totally different from man's. And God will give the maximum care and nurturing that needs to happen. Reshaping us into the image of His only begotten Son. We need to admonish ourselves and each one. Don't get in too big of a hurry involving spiritual matters, particularly. Don't try to force feed spiritual growth. That's man's way of doing something. Let's do whatever is required, even in church, to force feed something. Force feed changes in a person's character and life. But God doesn't work that way. Seek God above all else, and you will receive all that He has for you. The best. In and by His timetable. In His way, not yours, not man's. We need to give, that is, show and tell appreciation for each other's love and instruction. That is, help and care and nurturing that we receive from each other, from being in service together, from being in God's house of worship together. When we examine the scripture reading that we read just now, when we've read that, I want to leave with you some of the points that the scripture reading is admonishing us to behave and to be like, to react to circumstances. The first one is what I just said in loving and telling each other and showing genuine appreciation for what good in love and instruction we give from each other. The second is live in peace with all. That requires quite a bit to do. Third one, and some people might have a little bit of a hesitancy here on this particular one, but it says, in essence, to correct the unruly. Now, you read that for yourself. That's the way I would interpret that. Admonish, correct the unruly. Encourage the faint-hearted. When you say that word and hear that word, faint-hearted, what do you think of? Someone that's had something tragic happen in their life. And they're down. And they need all the encouragement that they can get. So encourage the faint-hearted. What is a person that's weak? What do they need the most? Help. Help the weak. Be patient. As hard as it might be, we're supposed to be patient to all. Another one that's tremendously hard, but yet we're called to do. Return good for evil. Some of these we give a whole lot of thought to. And perhaps we might even wonder about how we might even be able to do that. But yet, Yahweh and Yeshua calls us to be that type of person. Help the weak. Be patient to all. Return good for evil. And then another one. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how low you go or how high you go, rejoice always. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and yet keep trusting the Father God for all your needs and for your complete deliverance from whatever seems to be the problem. Whatever is going on in your life, don't ever lose your faith and trust in the one who can do all miracles necessary. Pray without ceasing. That means we should be like King David. We should virtually find ourselves going around our daily activities with a prayer in our heart and a prayer in our mind. And to me, that simply means always have God on your mind and in your heart. Forever think of His loving you, caring for you, having all compassion for you, and that He's there for every need. And you, all you have to do is remember to go to Him. Remember to say that little prayer at any particular moment of the day or night. Always have a prayer ready to go to the one who can meet the need. Flee from evil. Flee evil doing. Don't go toward it. Don't go near it. Flee means to run. Get away quickly when you see evil around you. The Word of God says, if something looks evil, might be evil, don't go near it. Get away fast. And then, lastly, I would say, hold to, and I think of that song that has, hold to His unchanging hand. But really the thought expressed is, in my scripture reading, hold to good. Run from evil, but hold to or cling to that which is good. And remember, as you go home and in the days to come, and everyone who's hearing my voice by the different methods or ways, remember that if He calls, He will receive by your response, because He will equip you to meet the need and accomplish what he calls you for. If you would, stand with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for each one that's here. Heavenly Father, we want you to completely heal the remaining issues with each one that was involved in that traumatic experience almost a week ago. Be with little Chris and his arm injury. Be with Gage and all of his injuries. And Heavenly Father, the other injuries and all injuries there are of a mental nature. Heavenly Father, we ask for that healing. Heal everyone involved, Lord, in the many and varied different ways in which they have been affected. And Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for each deed done by each one that was on the scene of this accident. And Heavenly Father, let them feel your presence. And Heavenly Father, we ask for your love and your compassion for them. We ask for your calling for each one of them into your family. And you know their circumstances. And Heavenly Father, you know how they responded to this call for help and for this need. And we thank you so much for every deed that was done in response to this tragic event. And let those be blessed as you would have. Bless each one hearing this message in all the ways that you have for them. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And let's read the blessing together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.